Trooper Wall at the Donaldson Coal Strike, 1941. Surrounded by skinny men offering their birdshot wounds, then looking up the road bleached white in the sun, their women hovering like furies, their sons coming into their first ferocity. He would have been hard used to the poor, the feel of it in his head still, listening to them talk fast about the men on the hill with guns who were trying to take what was theirs. He knew how to be quiet. Where did that come from? When he had calmed them long enough, he went up the hill by himself and told them it was over. They came with him, meekly single file, relieved to be delivered into the cars summoned to take them away from the hard looks of those who wished them every sort of harm. Except, he never told us about the machines on fire or the days of rocks in the air. He never spoke of the line he joined that fought in the heat with batons. He kept all that locked up with his secret history, away from other ledgers of records and schemes. We know a scattering of what was real. Something flashing in the water. Dark shapes rising, then gone. And the surface arranging itself in a demure presentation. The rest, the deep, keeping its own rendezvous to be shared between two or three over whiskey, alone.